You are listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed. It should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn from this show.
Let's get metaphysical.
Welcome to Let's Get Metaphysical, the podcast that explores the intersections of science and spirituality. I'm your host, Renata Maniacci, and I'm here to help you remember why you came here. You, listener, are a spiritual being having a temporary human experience here on lovely planet Earth. And there is a massive shift in consciousness going on right now that you signed up to be here for. And don't you forget it. As always, I encourage you to think, feel, and know the truth for yourself. Take what resonates and leave the rest. The Great Awakening happening right now is multifaceted, many-leveled, and many-layered. There are spiritual truths which are now allowed to be revealed for the first time, and there are dark truths on the 3D level of our experiences that have been hidden from us for eons and are now coming into the light. I am interested in the truth, and if you are too, I urge you, especially now, do your own research. Understand that there is more here going on than meets the eye, both on the spiritual levels and the material 3D levels. This is Season 5, The Great Awakening. In this season, we are focusing on what many are calling the Great Awakening currently happening on planet Earth. This is Episode 62, How to Change Your Reality. For this conversation, I am welcoming my partner in bliss, Julia Malone, back to the show. Julia is the co-creator of Up Up and Awaken Productions, co-host of the web series Wake Updates, which you can find on the Up Up and Awaken Productions YouTube channel. And she's also a producer of this podcast. She has a rich background in plant medicine, many forms of energy modalities, and now works primarily with the angelic realms. And as we co-host our Wake Update series, which is all about shifting into different dimensions at will, Julia is the perfect person to have this conversation with today. So let's jump right into it. Are you ready? Let's get meta. So welcome back to the show, Julia.
Thank you so much for having me back.
It's a pleasure to have you. And it's always fun to talk about the topics that we talk about all the time. So we want to talk a little bit about how to change your vibration, how to change your reality by going in and out of different frequencies and vibrations. And let's start out this conversation with, why don't you tell us about a time when you have done this very thing? When have you been able to change your own reality?
Oh, great. Yeah, I have this one example. And basically what happened was I set the intention first that I wanted to shift my reality. And I set the intention that I wanted to experience more euphoria. So I got up every morning and did a meditation practice with that intention, did a little breath work, breathing, nothing too crazy, just breathing, moving my body, connecting with the sunrise, and setting the intention to shift my vibration. I then began to call in my angelic team, or I didn't consider them my angelic team at that time. I connected with different angelic beings and started asking them for assistance in helping me to shift my vibration and shift my frequency. And I did that consistently every single day for 30 days. And what had happened by the time I started reaching close to those 30 days, I had completely forgotten that I had what I had set the intention to do. And then what happened after those 30 days was I had a really magical experience. I stepped into a vibration that definitely broke my euphoric threshold. It was beyond what I had ever experienced in terms of euphoria. And it came to a point where I was wondering if I could handle anymore. It was like, wow. This is so beautiful. It was intense. It was like, wow, I don't know if I can handle any more of this. It was a really beautiful experience. And I could. And this light washed over my body and purified me and cleansed me and elevated my vibration. And then a little while after, during the integration phase of it, I was reflecting, wow, that was so beautiful. And I actually was reading in one of my journals, and then I saw what my intention was. I had forgotten completely. And I saw that I had written that as my intention. And then it all made sense.
What was your intention again?
To break my euphoric threshold.
Okay.
So whatever the maximum amount of euphoria that I had experienced, I wanted to push past that and move into greater states of bliss and euphoria. And so that is one way that I consciously shifted my vibration. And it required dedication, consistency, an intention, and just really being present with myself. And so I probably could have done a series of any, you know, combination of different things with that intention, but I chose to do breath work. And I think the important piece around that too was calling in a higher power to help me in that process. So yeah, that's one example.
Yeah. And how long did that last while you were in that other reality?
Well, the really interesting thing that happened was during the process of those 30 days, I started to reach into a place where my dream state, my waking state, and my meditation state started to blend. So they were almost seamless between them. It was like lucid dreaming and waking life was all in the same frequency, if that makes sense. It was really quite interesting. I guess what some people might say is that I stepped into the fifth dimension, or I embodied the fifth dimension. It was a really beautiful experience. Like, I would be walking down the street and I would see clear as day messages that were for me. They would either come through other people in kledons, and that, you know what that is, a kledon, when a message is delivered through somebody without them even knowing. And so this was happening and it was going on around me, and I was very aware of this, and it continued, and I was able to see it happening everywhere. And so that was it was almost like lucid dreaming, but in daily walking life. And
waking life.
Yeah. I was, I say waking life, and I was like literally walking on the street.
Yeah.
And it continued on after that 30 days. I wasn't able to maintain that sort of practice because I was traveling. And I went through a huge transformation, and it brought up all kinds of old patterns that I needed to see about myself. And it came up, it was uncomfortable, mm-hmm. and it was painful at times to see those different patterns coming up. And so they were coming up while I was traveling. And then I was able to move through some really deep rooted programs that were affecting my life. And they had been for a long time.
From a different level, from a different vibration, because you've shifted.
And I then
you
shifted.
Could look back and see what you had been doing from a different vantage point.
Yeah. And I was able to work through them, and it played out in physical reality for me, where the people that I was around helped me to bring that to the surface and to transmute that and to play out different roles. It was almost like a play.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool. At the time, it wasn't cool. It was painful. But now looking back on it, it was like, wow, that was really amazing. So it helped me to move out what was blocking me from stepping into that new vibration that I was practicing and telling the universe through my rituals in the morning. That's what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny too, because we kind of are in a play. Some people would say that we are playing the role of human, or you're playing the role of Julia right now. Your mm-hmm. soul is playing a role anyway. So it's taking that extra step on the 3D level and being able to step outside yourself and see, oh, wow, that's the vibration that I've been in for a while. That's the reality that I've been living in for a while. But now I can see it from this different vantage point. What do I want to continue and what don't I want to continue? And you mentioned 5D before, so I wanted to go into that. And for our listeners, you've been hearing on this podcast and certainly this season, me talking about how we're going through the Great Awakening right now on the planet. And what that means for many people is that we're moving from a 3D, a third dimensional time and space and reality and moving into a 5D or fifth dimensional space and reality for the planet. So if the planet is doing that, then all the inhabitants on the planet are also doing that, eventually making that leap. But I think one of the things we wanted to do with this episode is dive more into that. What does that mean to have different dimensions, different vibrational realities? We haven't done an episode that's specifically talking about how vibration and frequency works. So let's talk about that.
Sounds good.
So just generally, when we're talking about frequency, everything in the entire world has a vibration. And generally, things that are solid have a slower vibration or a lower vibration than things that are liquid or gas, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have H2O, which is water, and the slowest form of water would be ice, and the medium vibration of water would be water, the liquid, and the fastest would be steam. It would be moving at a faster rate, which makes it like air. You can see it in the air. So that's a good way for those who are getting into this topic to think about different items and different things around them and the vibration that they might be moving at. Generally, the more solid something is, the slower the vibration. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about moving up from 3D to 5D, we're talking about moving from one vibration through a third dimensional frequency and moving it up and making that vibration faster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can think about it in terms of particle and wave, and particle being more dense and wave being higher vibration, higher frequency. So you have atoms moving slower, and then you have atoms moving more faster, moving faster. The higher vibrational frequencies are lighter, and the lower vibrational frequencies are moving slower. And so vibrational frequency, so first of all, everything is vibration, right? Albert Einstein has said this, and I'm sure many people listening are aware of that. And so we have different vibrational frequency ranges that can be classified into dimensions. So I think it's like the first dimension is a frequency range of like between 1 and 7 hertz, and 2D is between 8 and 14 hertz, and so on. And it keeps going up. There's these ranges all the way up.
And these can actually be measured.
These can be
measured
with
scientific instruments as well. This isn't just pseudoscience. It's actually physics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, what's happening with the Earth right now is we're said to be moving through a photon belt, and the vibration of the planet is shifting, and people can measure this with the Schumann frequency, and they can see
the resonance
and see that changing. And so we can see that as the Earth is shifting its vibration, all the inhabitants on the Earth are also shifting in vibration. So that includes us too. And so the dimensional frequency shift, I don't know what the exact numbers are, but as it's moving more into the fifth dimensional frequency range of 29 to 35 hertz, then we are also moving more into that. Whether we want to or not, it's happening. And so just like in my story, the example, when I set that intention and that motion started and the shift started happening to shift me into higher vibration, it started to pull up all the lower vibrational stuff that I was hanging on to in my cells, the old programming and different things that were not of a higher vibration for me to look at and to clear. And so that's what we can see happening on the Earth right now.
Yeah. And it's really interesting because what you were talking about is doing it because of your intention. Like you intentionally wanted to shift your reality and shift your vibration, which is completely possible for everyone on the planet here. We can all do that with our intention. And what we're also talking about is this Earth shift that has been in the cards for eons, and it's time now. So the planet is going through a preordained shift in consciousness. We can call it whatever we want, and maybe we're not even sure exactly what the physical, photon belt that could absolutely be a thing. Maybe it is a thing, but no matter what it is, whether it's ETs coming in from other dimensions,
angels,
and realities, and everyone blasting us with higher frequencies, or we're actually going through some kind of matter in space that is increasing the frequency of this planet, doesn't really matter.
It could be all of it.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's one thing when you're a human on this planet at any given time now or before this, when you're saying, hey, I want to raise my frequency. I want to change my reality. I want to shift my reality. And then it's another to just be here and experience on the planet right now, as billions of us are, and we chose to be here at this time to witness and help facilitate this earth transition from 3D to 5D. This is the great awakening. This is what we're in. And I wanted to dive in a little bit just around the human shifts that we see with this, because we were talking that everything is vibration. Everything has its own vibration and own frequency. And that includes our emotions. That includes, like, you can literally pick any emotion and it can be measured about what frequency that emotion gives off. Classic examples of this is that fear is one of the lowest, if not the lowest, in terms of frequency emotion. Shame and guilt are down there too, and other things like that, sadness, depression. And then on the other side of that scale, we have love and bliss,
gratitude,
compassion. And those are emotions, which, you know, we as humans see as intangible and we can't hold on to with our hands. They're non-physical, yet they still have this vibration. And we can feel the difference. We can easily feel the difference. When you're feeling joy and gratitude, it's a very different physical sensation than feeling fear and shame. And so as this planet is shifting fully into 5D, we are all doing that too, which means that the lower frequencies that might be in that Hertz range, those lower Hertz ranges that we were talking about before, the first dimension, the second dimension, the third dimension, et cetera, we're not able to actually hold on to those any longer, many of them, because they're too low frequency to literally exist in this new vibration that we're all going into. And so what we see on the planet right now, in large part, is so many people, everyone on some level, going through and having these lower vibrational energies, emotions, thought forms, lower vibrational entities, discordant energies come up and erupt because they no longer are allowed to live inside our bodies as we shift into the higher frequency in the higher dimension of the fifth dimensional reality.
Yeah, the laws and the way that they've been constructed, they don't allow that to be. That's just, they can't exist there anymore.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, I love that we're doing this episode and talking about this, because I think that folks are grasping this, some in different ways than others, but to actually put it tangibly and talk about why all this, you can look around the world right now and see that all this stuff is going down and everybody knows it. Everybody feels it. COVID is a thing that happened. There's a lot more going on besides just that thing. And that might have been a catalyst to bring out
to reason
and to bring out some of these vibrations that needed to come out. But that's what it has been. And there's more than that happening. And I think a lot of people around the planet might be feeling scared about this shift. And I know a lot of people are feeling really excited and just in their hearts, deep in their souls, know that this is a good thing that is happening, even though it's different. And no, we're not going back to normal. That's not happening. There is no more normal from where we have been coming from. We actually all mostly incarnated to this planet to help facilitate this shift that's happening. So understanding it in terms of vibration and frequency, I think, is a really nice, grounded way to talk about it.
Yeah.
When we're talking about these lofty things, like literally changing dimensions and changing your reality.
They're different perspectives. There, you can look at things from being in your third dimensional aspect, your fourth dimensional aspect, your fifth dimensional aspect. We are multi-dimensional beings. And so just like we do in our wake updates, we take a moment to meditate and go into that vibration and see the world from that perspective of those different dimensions. And so what it does is it gives us freedom of choice to be able to choose, hey, I want to see this from this perspective.
Right.
And it gives us a frequency, 5D, call it. And we're going to call it the fifth dimension, the without space and time. And we're going to look at it from this perspective. And what does that mean? And we can get really excited about it because it is exciting. There's a lot of potential there when we start to see things from the potential of us shifting reality from a higher dimension, higher vibrational state. Things happen a lot faster.
They're so much faster. In 5D, there's no lag time. You know how in 3D and 4D, when you want something, there's time in between you getting that thing. And that actually isn't normal on other planets. On other planets that are 5D or above, manifestation time is instant.
The speed of love is instantaneous.
There's no lag time. So it's, I want a smoothie. Boom, there it is. And so if you are out there, listener, and you're thinking to yourself, wow, like it used to take me a long time to manifest things that I wanted, but maybe look around in your life and notice if there's anything that's been going faster for you. But maybe last week you were saying, man, I really need a new car. And then boom, like a couple days later, like one of your friends is like, hey, I'm moving out of the state and I don't need my car anymore. Here, like, do you want to buy it? You just noticing these little things that are signs that we are in fact moving into a higher frequency. And another thing that just came in to talk about that is that time itself is speeding up. We still have our 24-hour clock, but I'm curious about listeners too. You know, for me, certainly, time has sped up so much, especially this year, but it has been. And it's confusing because they say, you know, as you age, then time starts going fast. And when you're a kid, it's so slow. But no, like time is actually speeding up because of this shift we're making. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
And what's really interesting is that we can decide to want to shift our reality. And because of what's already happening on the planet, when we jump on that bandwagon, there's this opportunity to accelerate our transformation.
Exactly.
And so this is a really potent time for people to take that opportunity to ask for what they really want, mm-hmm. and really connect in with what is truly aligned for their highest divine life path and ask for that transformation in alignment with that.
Yeah, absolutely. As we bring this conversation to a close, one thing that I wanted to share with everyone is our new project that we've been working on the past couple of months, which is called Wake Up Dates. It's a little YouTube web series, or currently held on YouTube web series, called Wake Up Dates. And if you all are interested in intentionally trying this out, intentionally shifting your reality, you can do that with us by watching Wake Up Dates. We have, I think, 7 or 8 episodes right now, and you can literally go with us and shift into the third dimension, the fourth dimension, and the fifth dimension. That would be something to check out. And I just want to also tell listeners and share this with you, our most
fun
recent
new project. Yeah,
yeah. Project in production, which is called Wake Up Dates. It's a web series that we're currently hosting on YouTube. We have about 7 episodes right now, but they're just little dips into the different dimensions. And you as a watcher or listener can do that with us while you're watching these little 11 minute and 11 second videos. What we're doing is tuning into the third dimension and seeing what information we get, and then tuning into the fourth dimension and tuning into the fifth dimension. And I love Julia's story at the beginning when she went into, like, she did this for a month and she did very intentional breath work and things like that to shift her vibration. But also there's many ways to do that, and it doesn't have to be that way, and that's a good way. But we do this, we shift dimensions in a matter of seconds with intention, and you see us doing it on Wake Up Date. So check that out. Subscribe to Up, Up and Awaken Productions channel on YouTube. And then you will see whenever we come up with a Wake Up Date, and you can tune in with us and learn how to go in and out of these different dimensions and literally learn how to change your reality in an instant, in a matter of a few seconds or moments.
It's a practice. We get to come together on the YouTube channel and practice together, and taking that time, it's like doing a meditation, but it's a process, and we're asking to go into those different dimensions. And we are doing that in the moment. We will have different answers, And you will have different answers from your own perspective, but it's a great time for us to take that time together to do that and see what we all get.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what we're doing right now. So we might as well do it with intention and move, know that we can move into whatever reality we want to move into. Julia, thank you so much for joining me for this episode again.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yay.
A huge thank you to Julia Malone, my Up, Up, and Awaken co-creator and partner in Bliss, for joining in on that reality-shifting discussion. Please do check out our Wake Updates web series on the Up, Up, and Awaken Productions channel on YouTube. I also want to shout out our next dates for running our live course, Exit the Matrix. We will be hosting this mind-blowing three-week course again, starting October 11th, 2020. It will, of course, encompass that all-powerful time of the year that many humans refer to as All Souls' Night, Halloween, or Samhain. Our last course blew the lid off even our own high expectations. So if you are ready for some major transformation, major up-leveling via clearing out old programs and patterns and mind-controlling subliminal messaging, check out Exit the Matrix at our website where we manage our live courses, www.realizeyourawakening.com. I'm going to leave it there for today. Thank you so much for listening. Stay positive, keep awakening, and stay meta.
The statements and advice offered in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or medical condition, and are not substitutes for prudent medical care offered by a licensed medical professional. The Let's Get Metaphysical podcast is an Up, Up, and Awaken production. Our intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. The show is produced and hosted by Renata Maniacci, co-creator of Up, Up, and Awaken Productions, a platform devoted to creating conscious content to assist in the awakening currently taking place on this planet. If you want to see more from Up, Up, and Awaken, please subscribe to the Up, Up, and Awaken Productions channel on YouTube. If you're looking for more support in your awakening process, please consider becoming a member of our Up, Up, and Awaken community on Patreon. Patrons in this community both give support to the conscious content that we create, like this podcast, and receive support in their awakening via the community's offerings, including courses, live group healings, and an interactive community. You can join the Up, Up, and Awaken community by visiting patreon.com/upupandawaken. If you know someone who would like this episode, please share it with them. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode, give us a 5-star rating, or write us a review on your podcast app. To learn more, visit our website at letsgetmeta.com. The Let's Get Meta podcast is almost entirely listener-supported. If you love the show and want to support it, you can still become a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/upupandawaken. We appreciate all types of support. It helps keep this show going. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical.